Harrisburg about a week ago was hit with an F4 tornado, and this guy wheeled his cart out into the devastation right after it happened, and he's out there serving the volunteers.
The main thing we wanted to do is get out and try to help feed the volunteers their lunch and stuff like that so they can continue their work. We've done, in the last 3 days, we've done almost 600 meals, so we're keeping pretty busy.
Wow. Yeah, I imagine. Everybody, this is Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. As always, you can find us at hotdogprofits.com online. Today I'm talking with Doug Stacy from Harrisburg, Illinois, and it's kind of going to be a different kind of a call today. Harrisburg, about a week ago, was hit with an F4 tornado, a lot of devastation, just a terrible thing. But I got an email from one of my readers who hooked me up with Doug Stacy, and Doug owns Papa's Almost Famous Hot Dogs in Harrisburg, and this guy wheeled his cart out into the devastation right after it happened, and he's out there serving the volunteers. They're giving free food and feeding everybody that's helping out there, and it's just such a wonderful thing to do. I wanted to call Doug and talk to him personally and just find out how everything's going out there. So, Doug, welcome to Hot Dog Cart Radio, and how are things in Harrisburg?
Well, right now we're recovering from quite a bit of devastation. Harrisburg is a population of about 9,000 people, and during the tornado we had 6 deaths, well over 100 injured, and probably about 200 homes and businesses heavily damaged or destroyed.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here that you sent me, and of course it's all over the news, and man, it's just an incredible amount of damage. How soon did you get out there right after it happened and decide to start helping these folks?
Well, what we did, they restricted the area because of all the power lines and everything down, so it was about 24 hours before anybody other than the power companies could get into the grids that were heavily damaged. So it was probably about 24 hours, and we coordinated with Operation Hope that they come in, and they told us where we could go, where we could set up and everything. And part of the town that was heavily damaged was the Dorsville community, and that's where I grew up, went to school and everything like that. So that's where I wanted to go, because that's where all my friends and a lot of my relatives live. So it was about 24 hours before we could really get out, and the power companies would let us get out and get into a safe area.
Tell me a little bit about your business. We're going to back up a little bit. How long have you been doing the hot dog thing?
About 3 years we've been in business, and still learning a lot. I read your columns all the time.
Oh, do you? Okay.
You're the Bible. You're the Bible that keeps me going, you know. Whenever I first started about 3 years ago and stuff like that, I was searching the internet, and I'm retired now, and I needed something to do, you know. And this was the perfect opportunity. I've got like 7 grandchildren, and they help, you know, and it's just a family business now, and it's grown. It just started out as a hobby, but it's grown into more of the business now.
Well, great. Good for you. I'm looking at the pictures of your setup here. It looks real nice. You got a nice tent there with the windows in the side, and I'm sure that shelter is welcome, especially when the weather turns bad. Looks like you're on your way and doing well. Just the fact that you decided to come out after the tornado went through and just do what you could for the community, I think is not surprising. I deal with hot doggers every day. We train them and help them, and never met a nicer bunch of people and a more helpful bunch of people, too. So kudos to you, Doug, for getting out here and doing this. Is there anything that you guys need, or is there anything that our listeners can do to help out?
Well, actually, Steve, everybody in the community, we've had volunteers from all over Southern Illinois University. It's sent a bunch of students over for volunteers. They're coming from everywhere. The help is just extraordinary. It's more than you would actually believe, because the help has come from everywhere. A lot of the businesses have donated everything from cleaning supplies. We've had people from Nashville, Tennessee, that come in with truckloads of everything from toilet paper to cleaning supplies. And the main thing we want to do is get out and try to help feed the volunteers their lunch and stuff like that, so they can continue their work. We've done, in the last 3 days, we've done almost 600 meals, so we're keeping pretty busy.
Wow. Yeah, I imagine. What kind of hours are you working to help these people?
Well, we started about, they have a curfew, and the curfew's at 6 o'clock, so we start about 9 o'clock in the morning. My wife and I and a few of our church members would go out and we set up and everything, and we'd serve from about 11 o'clock till they chase us out of there, curfew at 6.
Okay. That's a good long day. And are you still doing it, or is everything kind of buttoned down now?
Today is going to be my last day. The volunteers and everything will be leaving after today, and the curfew will be lifted after today.
Gotcha. Well, just what a wonderful thing you did there, Doug. You and your family members and the volunteers and your church members. It's so cool that you could just hit the ground right after it happened and provide a needed service right off the bat before the pros even got there. So just what a cool thing. I think it's great, and God bless you, and God bless the people of Harrisburg, and definitely let us know if we can do anything to help you out.
You've got my email. Anything you need or anything like that, guys, just shoot me a call or whatever.
All right, and same with you. Seriously, if you think of something that me or any of our readers can do to help, let me know. I'll shoot it out to them.
Yeah.
Well, get some rest after this whole thing's over, buddy.
Okay, will do.
Okay, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, take care.